Tyreek Hill gushing about Tom Brady, which Wiggy thinks means immediately that Tom Brady is heading to Miami after what happened to Tua last night.
But have you ever seen a player in any sport?
We did this, by the way, when the man retired the first
Correct.
Time.
Yeah.
And we did it when
he came back.
We did it when...
I think once is fine enough. I think if he comes back again after a roast and everything else,
yeah,
I think
it's too much.
So
and hey, listen to this, Wiggy. On the Subaru of New England text line, you saw how defensive he was at the roast, which Courtney brought up, when it came to Robert Kraft. Texter says he would never come back and play in the division.
And I also saw him on a boat saying, don't test me, young quarterbacks, and make me have to come out of retirement. What we have never saw a player in any sport. If Tom Brady came back and played today, let's just say he did and he went to Miami. Team's in his backyard, doesn't have to travel, doesn't have to go away to the West Coast. They have an unbelievable offense. They have the most dominant, skilled player in the NFL in Tyreek Hill. If Tom Brady came back today, honestly, would he be looked at as a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah.
You mean before he plays? Like, Phil from the Cape says he probably would not. Hello, Phil?
Yeah, Wiggs, you got to, whatever, I mean, I don't know what the strand is that you're smoking on or chewing on this morning, but one of the last games I got to witness firsthand inside of Raymond James was the Bengals playing Tom Brady's Bucks. Burrow, even in today's current Timu version of a Backstreet Boy, I'm pretty sure he could spank Tom Brady. Tom Brady had a bazillion weapons down in Tampa, and he couldn't get the job done. Joe Burrow, easily, you didn't even... You
Phil,
left him off
Phil,
that
Phil, Burrow, he had a bazillion weapons his final year in Tampa? Were you watching that team?
He did. You're gonna tell me that his offensive weapons alone, every single target he had, Curtis? Come on.
Did you see the roster he was throwing to? Mike Evans was banged up. Godwin was coming off a knee injury. He had no offensive line.
Could have ruined his career by continuing to go one more year. Look at his numbers.
Phil, look at the year before his final year. He was the MVP of the NFL.
Curtis, let me say this. Phil, here's his numbers.
Yeah.
His last year, top 10 touchdowns, top 5 passing yards. He was
in the worst league in the NFL. He was in the worst division of the NFL.
But I'm talking about overall.
His only Super Bowl ring was the COVID year.
Phil, overall, he was third his final year in passing yards with almost 4,700. He was behind Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. Third, he was top 10 when it came to touchdowns. He had 25 touchdowns and only 9 interceptions. His quarterback rating that year was a little low, was 90. But we're talking about a team in Miami that look what Tua was able to do with that type of talent. Stop with the Tom Brady. If he comes out of retirement, you can't touch the quarterback.
The Fox job will wait for him.
Yes.
You can rip Brady. Believe me, there's things to rip. Tom Brady's final year in Tampa, that team was a disaster.
Yes.
The Gronk was out. They had the offensive line was in shambles. The starting center got injured
Chris
in the
Godwin
preseason.
Was coming off an ACL injury.
Like, it was a really, really bumpy ride. The year before, so they win the Super Bowl. His best season in Tampa was his second year. He was second in the MVP voting. He had 40 touchdown passes. I don't know if he can still do that, but if I am Stephen Ross and I have this team that's ready-made, I would absolutely entertain it.
Oh, maybe he can't put up those numbers, but let me ask the room this question. If Tom Brady's your quarterback, statistically, does he have better numbers than Tua would have? If Tua was healthy, who has better numbers this year if they're both healthy?
Tom.
I think probably Tom Brady does. But you don't know. Like, a year is a long time to be out of it when you're his age.
Yeah, but he's
like,
not.
You know that.
I understand, but his.
And it's so easy. Like, I mean, he doesn't take anything easy, but it's so easy to do the television thing and to wait till you get your equity stake in the Raiders. Like, why?
But what does Tom love?
himself. He loves himself.
And he loves people talking about him.
Yes. Right. He loves attention.
If he did this and came out.
What if he called his own games while he's on the field?
Yes. But no, honestly, though, serious talk. If he did this and came out and did what we think he could do, he's already the greatest quarterback. He would be, like, talked about in a whole nother level of...
Well, he'd also be talked about poorly legacy-wise if he comes back and he's not that good.
Yeah, but he has 7 Super Bowls, so those really go away. Right. In 100 years, nobody's going to remember how he came back. And I would just like to say, B. Souza, 340, the people that have this belief where they say, the only reason the Bucs won the Super Bowl was the defense. The Bucs that year had the same preseason over-under win total as the Patriots. The Bucs were the losingest franchise in the history of American team professional sports. They won 7 games with Jameis Winston. They won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. He elevated that entire organization.
I mean, so, if you're the Dolphins, like, who, we talked about Mac Jones, who else are you going to go and get?
Ryan Tannehill.
Right? Ryan Tannehill, he's available.
You could trade for Russell Wilson.
Right. He's available.
Colin Kaepernick.
Right. He's available. Or guess what? There's a guy who lives 5 miles away from your stadium.
You can pick Bailey Zappe up off the Kansas City Chiefs practice
squad. He's available. Or you could say, hey, Tom, listen, you're 5 miles away.
You got to be here one day a week.
You'd be here for a couple of days, but it's easy to get here. You know, the only time you got to worry about traveling is when we play on the road.
Well, you could probably trade for Zach Wilson.
Right. You could still see your kids. You could still do all that stuff. You're in the place that has been trying to woo you or was trying to woo you heavy. And look at the talent. And you got a great offensive mind in Mike McDaniels.
Yeah, but Greg brought up the point about if he came back and was not good. I know, Curtis, that overall, as a nation, as the world, we'd never remember. But Tom, I think that's in the back of his mind of, like, if you come back, he would never forgive himself.
But he came back. He ended on a bad note.
Right.
He'd be trying to correct the loss that he had to the Cowboys in his final game.
Do you think Tom Brady has a mindset, if I come back, I'm going to be bad?
No, but I think that you have to be realistic that you are getting older, and the fact that you did end on a bad note, you better come back looking pretty damn good.
And do you think, based on him calling games and him watching, he goes, Deshaun Watson, and I'm up here doing this? And this, I'm calling the game. You don't think that Brady goes, I could do better than this?
I understand Brady's made a lot of claims about how the game's gotten easier. Right. I don't think that the game has changed that much from his last snap to where we are now.
Do you agree with this text message that if he came back and beat Patrick Mahomes, it would be the greatest sports story ever?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's better than the original one that Wiggy was a part of with the Patriots, red, white, and blue winning after 9/11.
That doesn't matter. That would be the greatest sports story ever. A guy takes 2 years off. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He goes, does a couple football games, comes back, and next thing you know, he's hoisting the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
At 40, what is he, 46?
He'd have to wait on the ownership stake in the Raiders. Why does he care?
He doesn't care about that. That still will be there. What's he, 40?
And the three-peat, too? That'd be pretty big.
What's he, 46?
Oh, my God. That would be, and he would win the Super Bowl where it all began. New Orleans.
Right, and how old is he, 46 years old?
If he does well in Miami, then I'm sure
that's the Rich Hill of quarterbacks.
Stephen Ross would give him.
Don't you ever put Tom Brady and Rich Hill in the same sentence.
I just wanted to make you mad.
They would give him an equity stake down there.
He's not worried about that.
Is that your alias, Greg, when you check into a hotel?
Rich Hill. TBD, as Craig Breslow said yesterday. I don't think he appreciated the Rich Hill comment yesterday.
He gave a single chuckle and then went silent.
Right. Speaking of people that like Quidditch, Craig Breslow.
All I know is it's just trending all over the place.
Oh, it is?
Brady to Miami.
Of course it is. That's how social media works.
You got me excited.
No, hey, Curtis, listen.
He's not coming back, Curtis.
Listen,
don't worry.
Listen, it might be... it might be in the world that we see it, fantasy land, it's a reality in Miami.
I could take James to see Tom Brady week 5 at Gillette Stadium.
You don't think the Miami's Dolphins owner is calling Tom all the time?
I don't care if they're calling all the time. Tom Brady would have to accept for him to be on the field.
But it's a reality in the world of the Dolphins. It's fantasy land to us, but to them, it's reality.
It's more likely Santo actually casts a spell with a wand than Tom Brady comes back.
I'm not saying he's coming back or anything, but it's a reality. This is something that the owner of the Dolphins is probably picking up the phone every single day. Tom, please come play. And he'll do that all season long. Tyreek Hill just did an extension. You're not going to waste this guy's Tyreek Hill's, you know, getting towards the ends of his career. Mike McDaniels has a team that has high-powered offense. It's their reality. I don't know why people don't see that.
I don't know if this is an accurate report or not, but the superintendent of Brockton Schools just offered him $14 million to play there this season.
The Herald just quoted that as a fact.
Is that true?
Keep our eyes on it, man.
We're going to keep our eyes on it. It is a Patriots Friday, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football, final score 31-10. But the headline this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who went down with a concussion in the third quarter when he took a hit from DeMar Hamlin.
He should be done.
Yeah.
Wiggy says that it's very difficult for a guy of his age and where he is to make that decision. But
how many concussions did Luke Kuechly have when he made the decision 4 years ago?
I don't know. I was several. Let me get the exact.
And Luke Kuechly had the brightest of futures.
Right, but didn't
was
he play
so
like nine
young.
Years, though, Luke Kuechly?
No. Luke was a year older than me at BC.
But we heard Jelani Tavai say,
I know,
it's difficult to walk away.
I understand. I'm just saying that there have been other players that have decided to put their livelihood, their well-being, their life before playing football.
I think he had three concussions in three seasons.
Right. What's the difference between Luke Kuechly and maybe the way Tua sees it? Luke Kuechly was a linebacker, so he's hitting every play. Tua's probably saying, I probably should just slide.
You know what else is the difference? Is how much money Tua has guaranteed over Luke Kuechly. So
that
he can walk away with having a pretty big...
I get that, Courtney. You keep the money thing, I get. I understand
I'm told all the time that money's all that matters.
But when it comes to doing something that all you know your whole life and you're 27 years or 26 years old and you're like, all right, I can just change the way I do things if I slide when I get in the open field.
Well, he knew that going into a game like last night after what he suffered from before.
I hear you, brother. I hear you, but I'm just giving you the mind of a young athlete. If I was 26 years old, and, you know, it would be difficult for me to walk away.
He's been in the league 5 years, I think.
Yeah. And it's hard.
Honestly, that's almost identical to Luke Kuechly.
Right.
3 and 3 years, been in the league for 5 years, identical.
Yeah.
And look, I brought up Sidney Crosby. He had like four of them, you know, and it's so hard to walk away from something that you love to do when you know that you're just getting started in the sense of where you are in your career.
Well, the Patriots take on Seattle at Gillette on Sunday, kickoff at 1 p.m. We talked to Jelani Tavai this morning. Here's what he had to say about the outside noise and everyone saying they're underdogs.
We all have that underdog mindset. You know, we're okay with being the underdogs because we're going to be the same team every week in, week out. I mean, we're going to make sure that every team understands and feels, you know, our aggression and our tough football. So for the younger guys who are listening to the noise, I hope that they can lean to a bit and not look at those distractions and just focus on their play and perfecting their craft. And for the older guys, I think we've been in this organization long enough to know that we don't need to hear or listen to any of other people's opinions other than our teammates, our coaches, and ourselves.
Love it.
Yep. The Red Sox fell to the Yankees in 10 innings last night. 2-1 was the final. Another one in the Bronx tonight. 7:05 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. You know that feeling when your knee or ankle or any joint feels like bone on bone? That's when it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. If you've got a torn ligament, tendon, you also need to pick up the phone and call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at Ortho Laser with a ZNE.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, before I get to the weather, the WEEI WooSox report brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Massachusetts chapter. I got to tell you guys, the WooSox, in a Spanish phrase, and Fuego. Hunter Dobbins dominated, got the Woo Sox their 40th win of the second half yesterday. The Woo Sox are 75-66, and Chase Meidroff, I don't know if how you pronounce it, he got a single on a 101-mile-per-hour pitch. Vaughn Grissom making the Chris Sale trade look unfair for the Braves had a line drive RBI single, and Bobby Dalbec had two hits, and that's the Woo Sox report. Go out to Worcester to see good baseball. And right now, it is 68 degrees and sunny afternoon, high of 83.
Well, according to the WEEI weather smoke, Chris Curtis, summer not quite out of reach. A summer weekend, Curtis. Maybe one last summer weekend in the 80s this weekend and at game time, right?
It's going to be a perfect weekend to go 2-0. It's going to be 78 on Sunday, and I got to tell you, Wiggy has ruined my day because I am now fully in on Brady. It's just like bringing me right. It's in.
It's perfect.
The perfect couple when Nicole Kidman is getting the Tanqueray and tonic poured for her, and I literally had to run away from the TV. It brought me back to like, oh, that looks so effing good.
The stars line up, Curtis.
Oh my God!
I'm traveling this weekend. I need a forecast for Lake Winnipesaukee. Ooh. If you could,
yeah, it's going to be a little cooler with a very good chance of douchey.
Okay, all right. Lake Winnipesaukee is
not douchey at all.
Anywhere you go is douchey.
No, it really isn't.
What are you talking about?
It's the people's lake.
The part of the lake where you're going. Is pretty nice.
It's very nice up there, but yeah. You know,
I would never leave a beach or a waterfront on the ocean for a lake. Call me crazy.
I'm not a huge. I don't love lakes. I really prefer pools.
Okay,
but my order would be pool one, ocean two, ocean two, lake three. I don't like the muck stuff that is on the bottom of the lake.
Okay.
I'm ocean one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm ocean one too.
Yeah. Oh, that's surprising for you.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, now you like a clear ocean.
Clear ocean. But I'm not like, I like that, but just the beach feel is better.
We are beach sexers.
Well, I'd probably make my way over to the Nazwa on Saturday afternoon. Beautiful spot up there, right on the lake. All great nachos. So, yes. All right. Time for, if you're going to wager this weekend, a little advice from our guy, Nick Kostos, who is the host of You Better, You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. And make sure you listen to You Better, You Bet and get more analysis from Nick. And he is here this morning on a Friday, as he always is. Hello, Nick.
What's going on, guys? I will say, in defense of Greg, if I'm going away somewhere, I want it to be as douchey as possible. So I'm fully support that.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah. I mean, listen, like, you work hard, man. Like, you deserve to go somewhere douchey and spend money and be amongst and hobnob with the elite. Mm. I could not agree more.
You're right about everything except the spending money part.
Well, cool. That I can't speak to.
Soulmates. You and I. Soulmates.
Yes, sir.
That game last night, we've been talking about all morning. Time for him to, unfortunately, I think, say goodbye.
Yeah, I just, you know, it turns your stomach when you see him on the ground. And, like, think about this. I was thinking about this morning, just preparing for my own show today. Think about how many, like, we're all big football fans, right? We've all been watching football forever. How many concussions we see watching football that either we can identify immediately or, like, we don't even know what's happening. How many concussions we've seen, and then compare and contrast that with how many concussions we've seen where a player goes into, like, that fencing motion.
Yeah.
It almost never happens, and I watch, like, every NFL game for 30 years. We've seen it now twice with Tua in two seasons, in, like, two calendar years. It turned my stomach last night watching it. Sincerely, and I'm not trying to, like, people could say, call me a baby, but, it's a football physical game.
You're not. It's and also the NFL, at some point, we talk a lot about Taylor Swift and the new fans that she's brought to the game. Like, they have to look at that and go, this is not something that looks good for the game when the casual fan is watching the game.
Yeah.
I
It's a bad look.
It's awful.
Yeah. I'm not. This is not a defense of the league. The league. Anyone will tell you. The league will tell you that they need to do better. Maybe what we'll see is they'll have like players that have suffered multiple concussions. Maybe force them to wear the new like Guardian helmet that's been debuted this season that a couple of players have worn. But look, like, on a human level, just like for people, oh, it's football, it's a physical game. Like, what if that's like a family member? I'm not trying to be hokey. Come on, have a little empathy for the guy. Can I just give one betting thought here?
Yeah.
And obviously, like, the most important thing is that he's okay. But there is a potential money-making opportunity here off of this. And it doesn't mean, like, you have to identify the right person. In offensive player of the year right now, but all these markets are open that you can bet. Tyreek Hill is the co-favorite to win this award right now with Saquon Barkley. Like, Tyreek Hill can't win. Like, it's over. Like, Tua's going to be out at minimum, like, probably for the rest of the season. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that for a fact. But you would imagine it'll be an extended absence at the very least for Tua Tagovailoa. Tyreek Hill can't win. So I would identify the guy that you like in that betting market, because Tyreek's taking up so much win probability, and I think that's actually a betting market to attack today, because again, the co-favorite has a 0% chance of winning right now.
Nick, unless the G-O-A-T walks through the door.
I would love that if Brady came out of the booth and played for the Miami Dolphins. By the way, if that happens, like, Miami would be one of like the four Super Bowl favorites immediately if that happens.
Curtis,
don't do this to me,
Curtis. You see what I'm saying?
But what would the problem with that be? Because he played for a team in the division. Who cares?
No
problem.
I think it's
a real thing.
Wiggy, Curtis, I don't know, Courtney. I don't think it. I wish it would happen. It would be great. It's an amazing sports story, but I don't. He's not doing it.
No, I agree.
Why? I don't know. He's got 375 million reasons not to do it.
I don't know. He lost all that money. He lost so much money, I guess, that he needed to do a roast and embarrassed his family a couple months ago.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe he does need the money. I don't know.
And Nick.
Which, by the way, was one of the most disgraceful things I've ever seen. Was that roast?
And Nick, you just said that this would propel Miami to be one of the Super Bowl
favorites. You were on Staten Island, and that was one of the most disgraceful things you've ever seen?
Well, first off, Curtis, I'm not from Staten Island. I just live in Staten Island. Okay. Yeah, like, how would you feel? You have kids, right, Curtis? Do you have kids?
One boy, yes.
Yeah, so how would you feel? How would your son feel if you did, like, a thing that millions of people watch, and the mother of your child was dragged in front of everybody?
I would never do that.
Of course you wouldn't.
Right.
That was just, and like, Brady's the greatest athlete ever, the greatest quarterback ever. Like, who wants to defend that? It was horrific.
Yeah, it was pretty good to watch.
Right. Well, she did.
Like, the football stuff was great. I could do without them, like, dragging, like, the mother of his children. Nick, it was awful.
She did treat him like trash and basically moved on.
She did lie about, like, the whole thing and was with the jiu-jitsu guy.
Like,
okay.
And she was banging another guy behind his back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe this a long time ago.
Look, listen, this is just me. Like, I have a child now. No matter how much I ever hated my wife or ex-wife, whatever, I would never air her out publicly because she's the mother of my daughter.
Okay, so if you walked in on her and she's doing butt-naked jiu-jitsu with the instructor, you gonna feel the same way?
I mean, I would probably be really angry, but like, your children are the most. See, this is just, and people can disagree with me, and that's fine. Like, that's great. That's like my really strong opinion. Football stuff was also awesome. Robert Kraft saying like Tom Brady taking Jimmy Garoppolo's job a second time. Like, that was great. I loved it. I could do without the other stuff.
This weekend, New England Patriots with the opportunity to go 2-0. And how are you betting this one?
I'm not going to. I was interested in Seattle, but I read something this week, and Wiggy, you could speak to this a million times better than me. I was reading about the game this past weekend and about the Patriots defense, and this is not meant to be a shot at Bill Belichick, who's the greatest coach ever, the greatest defensive coordinator ever, but the Patriots, for the first time in a long time, obviously, since Bill's been there, are starting to do some new stuff on defense, and that the Patriots and Gerard Mayo, borrowing a little bit from what we see Mike McDonald, the new coach of the Seahawks, like what he's been doing, and he's being called like the Sean McVay of defense. His defense is kind of being revolutionized around the NFL. So I think that the Patriots, there's a chance that they're not, and that was just a great spot that they caught Cincinnati on. I think there's a chance that this defense might be onto something here and might be really good, even without Christian Barmore. So look, if you gave me $100 and made me bet the game, I'd lay Seattle -3. That would be the bet I'd want to make. But I do think that we may be seeing the Patriots here, the defense, be friskier than originally expected if they're running some of these new concepts. I could be way wrong on that, which is why I'm not betting the game. So again, make me bet. I'll take Seattle. But I do think there's a chance the Patriots will be more interesting this year than we thought.
So, Nick, I know last night you tweeted about the WTF game, the wrong team favored game.
It's a good gimmick, right?
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually. That's why I'm bringing it up. So I look at the...
You can't have it.
I can? Okay, thank you.
No, can't.
Oh, darn.
Well, he went 0 for last night, right. So yeah. he needs any help he can.
0 for 3.
Well, we would say to that WTF, and it would not mean wrong team favored.
Correct. So my question for you, though, is I look at this Rams-Cardinals game, and I know that the Rams are really banged up, but they held their own against that Lions team, took them to overtime, and Matthew Stafford looks healthy and good, and Cooper Kupp looks like he could be another Triple Crown winner again. Like, is the wrong team favored in this game with the Cardinals being favored by a point?
Possibly. I don't know if I'm willing to say that here, because the Rams right now have so many injuries on the offensive line, and Nakua's out for at least 4 games and probably going to be more. You're right about Cooper Kupp. I think he's an interesting choice for offensive play. I mean, if we redrafted fantasy leagues right now, Cooper Kupp's a top 5 pick, and it's not even a question. But the Rams, left tackle is suspended. Like, 4 of their other offensive linemen are hurt. 2 are on IR now. So, look, if we get to Sunday and Arizona gets bet out a little bit, it's like Arizona -2, 2.5, I'd probably bet like the best Rams money line price I could find, but I think this will be a game I'm on the sidelines for. Shime, you might be right. I'm not sure with the offensive line injuries right now for the Rams.
Nick, when it comes to our survivor pool, the WEEI survivor pool, Wiggy unfortunately did not survive week 1.
Do I get referred to as like dad moving forward?
No, I was really hoping that wasn't going to come up this week.
Really? You were?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah. Anyway. What? I'm going with the Jags this week, and I want to know how you feel about that.
I don't feel good about it you. No, I would bet the Browns in the game plus the points, but before you finalize that pick, and I don't have you finalized.
Locked.
Yeah, so like they might not have, like Myles Garrett didn't practice yesterday. He's obviously the best defensive player in the league, maybe. So you want to have him, and also their second best pass rusher, Za'Darius Smith, didn't practice yesterday. Now, like, if both of those guys are going to play, then yeah, like, I would like Cleveland here. But actually, no, that what I'm saying is in supporting you. So if both those guys are out, then yes, I would like Jacksonville.
Okay,
so
good.
I do think Jacksonville's likely to win the game. But if those guys play, I would bet the Browns +3. My apologies.
Nick, so I'm kind of confused. You would bet the Browns, even after what you saw to Deshaun Watson? Like, for me, at least right now, it feels like the Browns and Panthers are just auto either bet against or avoids completely.
Yeah, the Panthers definitely an avoid completely because the roster is horrendous. But the Browns team is actually pretty good. And the great thing about sports betting is, and like I did this on my show earlier this week, for as bad as a quarterback can be and as bad as a team can be, there always has to be, like, Ted DiBiase, right? Like, everybody's got a price. Like, there has to be a price where you would consider playing on that bad quarterback and on that bad team. And for Cleveland, if it's going to be +3 or 3.5 and the offensive linemen are all going to play because they did not have a healthy offensive line last week against Dallas and the pass rushers are all going to play, like, that's a price where even if Deshaun Watson's a terrible player and a worse human being, I would still bet the Browns in the game.
I took the Ravens in our survivor pool.
Likely to win, I think. I like the Raiders to keep the game close. I bet Vegas. My concern with the Ravens, again, like, I think they'll win. I don't think they'll cover. We watched the NFL season opener last Thursday night against the Chiefs. Their offensive line is terrible. Terrible. Replacing 3 of 5 starters from Lamar's MVP season last year. They could not protect Lamar, running for his life the entire game. It was like a horizontal offense with like an average depth of target of 2 yards down the field, which is atrocious. And now here comes like Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins. I don't know how they're protecting Lamar in this game. So look, Baltimore's better. I think the Ravens will win. I would not feel especially confident in that as a survivor play.
And if you want to bet, no sweats, one lock. You got one lock for this week?
Yeah, I'll take my terrible team. Give me the New York Football Giants on Sunday to win on the road in Washington. I think Brian Daboll stinks. I think you should get fat again.
You want Fat Dable?
I want Fat Dable. Like, I do a million radio interviews and stuff. Nah, Shime, you look great. Like, is he a good play caller, skinny Dable? No Zempic would be my answer. That's like, honestly, I'm happy that's still getting laughs because it's like the 30th time I've told that joke this week. I think it's pretty good.
That was the first time we heard it.
So, look, like, he's awful. Like, the Giants are terrible. Daniel Jones is terrible. They are definitely, they're definitely better than the Commanders. And I love Jaden Daniels. He's great. He's 50 times better than Daniel Jones. But the Commanders offensive line is terrible. This is like a sexy Dexy, Thibodeau, Brian Burns, I think just demolished Jaden Daniels in this game. And the Commanders secondary did make Baker Mayfield look last week look like prime Tom Brady. So I think the Giants will go into Washington and win. That is a WTF game. It used to be the Washington football team, the WFT. This weekend, WTF, wrong team favored, Giants win in Washington.
Where's Tommy Cutlets? I mean, I think they want Fat Dable and Tommy Cutlets back.
He's probably like next door to me here in Staten Island, Tommy DeVito.
All right, Nick, you're the best. Thanks, bud. We appreciate it always.
Great. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Okay. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos on this show every Friday at 9:30. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. Jones and Keith coming up next on a Patriots Friday as the Patriots get ready for the Seahawks at Gillette Stadium. The keeper of the light on Sunday, Malcolm Butler. So it will be nice to see him back. And whatever he does, he rings the bell, keeps the light. You know how that goes, Rich?
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you guys?
Ooh, spooky season on your
it
shirt
is.
Already.
It's Friday the 13th.
I know.
Are you excited about that or what?
Your shirt reads, let's watch scary movies.
Pretty good shirt.
They got a series coming out like to Friday the 13th, like a prequel.
I'm in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on Harry Potter?
All right. So I heard you guys talking about this. Yeah. I am not the biggest Harry Potter fan in the world. However, I would never make fun of anybody for it. You like what you like.
Thank you.
That's sort of the motto at the hashtag Dork Podcast. Yeah. If you like Harry Potter, great. Yeah. I've seen all the movies.
Yeah.
Haven't read any of the books.
Do you find an exhibition to be cool?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I do.
You go out there. That when I'm like.
No, but like, Wiki,
yes.
You like what you like. If there was a big horror movie one, you wouldn't go check it out?
A horror movie exhibition?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably check.
See?
But that's not nerdy, though.
It kind of is.
Wizards and magicians and wands.
But like Star Wars, if it was a Star Wars thing, I'd go to it. Oh, you wouldn't.
That's nerdy.
So you go to Michael Myers?
Dorky.
You dress up with
a fake serial killer?
Yeah.
We'll go to that.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
Right. Okay. A fictional character. Michael Myers. Haddonfield, Illinois.
Right. Yeah. Is a real person.
Would you do the knives down your throat?
No, that's solely for Harry Potter.
Courtney's getting a little hot earlier today, too. She's getting mad at the Twitch chat again. I heard that.
Yes, she did.
It's Friday.
She was trying to take away the manhood of my man.
You defended him nicely. Yeah.
Do not come at her husband.
Right. No, no.
I'm just trying to help him out.
Best not miss.
Doesn't need any help.
Yeah.
Guy's doing just fine.
That one. Tom Brady to the Dolphins?
Makes sense to me.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Boom.
Right now, better chance he calls the game against the Patriots week 5 or plays in the game week 5.
Great.
I say plays.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Tua, sad story, but he should probably retire. Their backup is horrible.
Yep.
The Dolphins are in it to win it.
Yep.
Their owner wants him desperately.
Yep.
Fox wants Brady out.
Yep.
Brady also probably wants out.
Yep.
And this is the, I didn't get fired. I didn't quit. This opportunity, I didn't know this opportunity was going to pop up.
And it's in my backyard.
Miami, Florida. That makes all the sense in the world to me.
And they got the cheetah.
I don't think Fox wants him out. It's been
it's
a lot of money and he's bad at it.
Yes.
He's not bad. He's
Courtney,
learning.
You don't think he's bad?
Oh, he's learning. I think it was a lot of nerves. He was right down the middle. Right down the middle.
Courtney,
right down the middle.
He's strolling down Jason Witten lane.
Yeah, he is. You knew right away Witten was bad. He didn't get any better. And then you know what he did? Came back and played.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
I think he's going to come out fiery moving forward. Like, I think he's going to have hot takes.
And I heard you guys talking about this. He's bad. And then he's going to be calling the biggest game in NFL sports, the Super Bowl.
That's right. Can all sports, not just NFL
right,
sports. All sports.
Sports. So can you imagine the eyes on that one? And
all
he gets back. How nervous is he going to be when he's like batting? And the criticism's only going to get louder and louder. They're going to be people. There are going to be people doing what they're doing to Jay-Z with Kendrick Lamar. Why the hell do you got this guy doing the halftime show?
Because you couldn't beat Brady on the field, and people couldn't stand it. And now you finally found something he's bad at, so everyone's all over
and
him.
And also, though, if he has to call that, I can't believe I'm on this side. If he has to call that Super Bowl, so let's say it is
Mahomes
against Stafford. And Mahomes is about to get to his fourth, do a three-peat, and Tom's getting mocked for how he's broadcasting when he thinks he could be on the field playing.
Hold on, Ty Law's on the phone. Ty, is Tom Brady coming back? Does he go to the Dolphins?
Man, I said that last night. I said, wouldn't that be something? But, I mean, he's making too much money doing TV, and I don't know if he's been working out and all that, but not as a quarterback that you need to do that much because they don't get hit anyway.
Right.
But did he do that bad, guys? Did I miss something?
Pretty bad. He was bad.
Yeah, it was not great.
Can somebody give me an example, please? What was bad?
He barely talks, I think, was part of it. He had zero energy in it, and he added nothing.
And then when he does talk, he's kind of like...
Yeah. Other than that, though, good game.
Yeah. Doesn't say anything like, you spectacular.
No.
Oh, they're blitzing him.
So what you're saying, it wasn't a $37 million performance?
Correct.
Hell no. Listen.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ty.
Oh, well, hey, you know what? You can only get better, man. You can't go down from there.
Ty.
Did you expect him to come out and be somebody like he's been sitting in that chair for forever? No, you couldn't have that much expectations.
Ty, let me ask you this question, Ty, bro. You played in the league in a long time. Haven't we saw players get worse?
He also took, you got to remind yourself, he took a year getting ready for this.
Yes. It did all these games that nobody heard, like all these practice games.
Right.
Yikes. Yeah.
That's different.
There's no way in hell that Tom Brady took a year off. Did y'all see the clips? He couldn't have been doing too much. He owned yachts and stuff and hanging out and kicking it and traveling. So
that was a good save with the stuff.
Man, he's not, I'm not saying that he's going to get worse, but I think that he'll get better because he's real. You know him, Wiggy. He is not about to go out like that. So, I mean, I want to see what he does the next week and the next week because that's like if he came back and played football. Let's say if he did go to the Dolphins. Do you think that he's going to come back out and be the Tom Brady of old? Because he ain't playing football. So, guess what? That's something else to talk about. Come on now.
Hey,
give it some time.
Don't you have a thing tomorrow?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hey, that's why I got to call and remind y'all. I hope to see y'all there this time. But the kickoff competition is tomorrow, 2 to 5, Patriot Place. Get your last minute registrations. We already got like 600 registers, guys.
Okay.
It's gonna be crazy. I'm telling you, PatriotPlace.com. Come on down, man. When am I going to see y'all? I know Wiggy going to be there. Coco.
I'm going away this weekend.
I unfortunately have a baby shower tomorrow. Yeah. Well, fortunately, but unfortunately for this event. I have a baby shower tomorrow. But my parents came out to see Ty last week. So
yeah, that counts.
That counts.
All right, Ty, thank you. We'll talk to you Tuesday. We got to go. What are you guys doing today?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Our coordinator series begins today. We're going to talk to all the coordinators every Friday during the year. So Alex Van Pelt. AVP
is
going to join us at 12:30. Dietrich Wise is on. And a little baseball with Lou Maloney at high noon.
And your Survivor pick.
I'm out, sadly, of the Survivor. But the rest of the guys on the show will make their Survivor. Jones and Lanny and Nick, they'll make their Survivor picks.
Yeah, you were out. We won.
Yeah, well, we went with Cincinnati.
We thought Cincinnati. The Patriots surprised us.
Kind of embarrassing for a football guy to be out
it is,
week one.
It is very embarrassing. Yeah. It's like Tom Brady's performance.
Yes.
Game one.
And guess what, Ty? I hate to say this, brother. You can get worse. We see players all the time get worse.
Right. Yeah. All right. Enjoy the show. I will. We are back on Monday at Gillette Stadium with Jerod Mayo and Boomer Esiason. One reminder before we go, you brought up baseball. We only have one Sam Adams diehard game left this season. And so if you'd like to join us in a suite at Fenway, then all you have to do is prove that you are a diehard, either a Sam Adams or a Red Sox diehard. We need photographic evidence, and you can upload that on the contest page at WEEI.com. So that's WEEI.com, contest page. One more diehard game this long season when it comes to the Boston Red Sox and Sam Adams. All right. Have a great show. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your patronage.